America has lost its sovereignty to Israel. Under Trump, the U.S. is nothing but an Israeli puppet state that opens its coffers and spills its blood for greater Israel's conquest of the Middle East. By Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, no greater shame has ever visited a country than America's subservience to Israel. Trump fuses U.S. military with Israel's. Did you know that Israel pays social media influencers $7,000 for every article they write? For example, to justify or legitimize the latest Israeli war crime or theft of other countries' territory? Like AIPPK, these paid Israeli agents have not registered as foreign agents, so we do not know who they are. Therefore, we are at extreme risk of being deceived by someone we perceive as an American telling us the truth, when in fact, Israel's latest crime is being legitimized. As the Trump regime is completely in Israel's pocket, we have no way of knowing what information we can trust. Read this article, and you will begin to have some conception of how dominated America, an alleged superpower, is by a tiny, otherwise insignificant state existing on stolen Palestinian land and U.S. taxpayer subsidies. DOJ asked to reveal names of Israeli influencers in U.S. Possibly Trump has ordered the DOJ not to expose the Israeli agents who are leading America down the garden path, the way Trump thinks it would be an anti-Semitic act worthy of prosecution. You might think this is bad enough, but now we have this headline: Congress quietly moves to integrate U.S. and Israeli militaries. The U.S. House of Representatives, a misnomer as the House Majority Party, represents Israel, not the United States, released last Tuesday the National Defense Authorization Act for 2027. Section 224 of the Act integrates U.S.-Israeli military research and development, co-production of weapon systems, licensing agreements, AI, directed energy, data integration, missile defense. The result is to completely intertwine the U.S. military with the Israeli military. The Republicans have done this without the knowledge and consent of the American people, to whom the U.S. government is allegedly responsible. Clearly, without any doubt, the Trump regime is more committed to Israel than it is to the American people.